era a vara, era nem uma pizza, mercy, revelation, that is all heaven is for. Our eyes are open, our spirit, our minds are receptive. Not just to hear the word, but to walk in the light of it. Every day, from today, into tomorrow, into the day, and this is to come. We will do out of the world, not here at the room. Amen. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Verses 16. Here is an assault. It says, Apostle Paul, it says, as some of verse 16, it says, so as much as I am, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at home also. You have the verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, therefore it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. He says, to the Jews first and to the Greeks. Hallelujah. Here's an apostle. This Paul. Now look at what Paul is saying. He says, he's not ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah. He says, he's not ashamed of the gospel. He says, it is the power of God to save. Hallelujah. The gospel is the power of God to save. You're going to help. Hallelujah. But that means the believer will have God's ability to save men. As believers, we have God's ability to save men. Is right with us. In our lips, hallelujah. God's ability to save men is right with us. In our lips. Also on our lips. The pastor is fasting. But that is it. God's ability to save men is us. So the question we should be asking ourselves this morning. How are you using God's ability? Yes, this is it. What are you using what God has deposited in you? What are you doing with it? What are you doing with the gospel? Hallelujah. What are you doing with the gospel? We are looking at this morning as God needs us to go. But this is how I want to achieve that. Hallelujah. Let's say some things about our responsibility in the earth. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul said, God's ability is with us. The man who is born again. That means, as a believer, we have a responsibility with the gospel. We have a responsibility to carry out with the gospel. No wonder Jesus in Matthew chapter, Mark 16 verse 15, look at it, quickly now. Mark 16 for verse 15. Jesus is saying, this is just something that Jesus speaks. He says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. See, the he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Hallelujah. He gives a guide to his disciples to preach the gospel. So that means as believers, we have the given God's assignment in here. So what are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? So this is what is coming to an end in a few days' time. Hallelujah. It's coming to an end very soon. Maybe another 1 week or two. No, less than 2. It will be gone to get more. So look back at 2024. What have you done with the gospel? What have you done with the gospel? How many people have you preached to? How many people have you told about the love of the Father? How many people have you told about Jesus? He is not done that. So you have a few days to go. So tell people, tell someone about Jesus and make it a daily routine. Hallelujah. Look at those that are with us. Amen. Are you making a daily routine? Amen. Amen. Vous méditez de l'humilité. Quand on sort dans la parole de Dieu. Alléluia. La mérite. Voyons de sentir les hommes. Que je ne loue pas. Je m'en moins de choses. Je m'en moins de choses. Et je rappelle. Je pense aux personnes mortes. Regardez, nous avons mort. Stop talking about Jesus. Regardez. Amen. Tu sais ce qui m'a marqué? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So say I have a responsibility with God. I have a responsibility with the gospel. I put it to work. Say, I put it to work every day to preach the gospel to men. Get me saved. I'm born again. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look at the few other things. Mark 13, let's get into what the Bible says. Mark 13, from verse 18. And Jesus came and said to them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and the earth. He said, go therefore and teach all nations. God is the only way. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So then when Jesus says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, I have commanded you, and I know I am with you. He said that word, I am with you, shows you an impact in the religion, which is what? The leading of God's Spirit. Right? Right? Leading of God's Spirit. Glory, glory, glory. Communication against God. Holy. Why can't you come on. Amen. Amen. So he says, amen. So I said to us, what should be emphasized in the local church is what? The leading of the Spirit. Teaching them to know whatsoever I command, and know I am with you. I am with you means he is leading us. Hallelujah. God is leading us. So he said a couple of things. Right? Last week, we said, the believer is well led. Do you remember that? Right? We said we are well led. John 8, 12. He said, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. He said, he that follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means what we have in this world is light. Is what? Light. Direction. And now in Genesis 1 verse 2. In the tree, when God says, I am light, that is light in darkness. Hallelujah. For the believer is well led. Colossians 1:13. He said he has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and has translated us. He said, and has translated us to the kingdom of his son, of his Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So the believer is well led. The new verse is led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8, verses 14. He says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, as the sons of God. Watch it. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. Follow me now. So they are the sons of God. So he said, who is the Son of God? The Son of God is the man who has been led by the Spirit. It's a new verse. Hallelujah. What are you doing here? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Spirit, the work of the Spirit in the new verse makes us sons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said the believer doesn't have living issues. We said that. Right? I'm just taking us. So the believer doesn't have living issues. If there's any issue to be recognized in the believer, so why do we have the Spirit saved? Because there is light. Is that right? Amen. amen, the believer must hold this intent or his thoughts to follow the leading of the Spirit every time he is alive. One of the things that we tend to follow God's leading is when a man wants to get married to a lady, when they have restricted the leading of the Spirit to marry. So even when they want to pick up a job, this is leading of God. Leading of God is not starting to say. Remember, it's not back to him. I said the leading of God is about your family. Amen. Yet every other thing, every other of your life is associated because it is God starting there that is no more one. That determines every other thing you're going to do. Amen. Everything you become. So God says to lead us, not just in our, in quotes, Christian life, but every physical set of our life. But what is it leading about? It starts small. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it says about the start spot. Let's see something. In the church of the Christians, put that in Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. There's lots of children. Verse 11. It says, "And he who sent up her nets and spreaded over her young, spreaded abroad her bosom, filled them and bearded them on her way." It says, "So the Lord alone did lead them, and there was no strength." God, hallelujah. God led them. Hallelujah. Even the leader. God led them. Hallelujah. I know something about the coming out of you. Amen. What about something? We still look at this is just a part of it. We see that during GPL. But look at Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. Let's see something. So, who led them out of Egypt? Who? God. Look at the picture of Exodus 3. He says, "And he said, let me, I will be with thee." This is God to Moses. "And this shall be a token unto thee that I send thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve me upon this mountain." Did you see that? So they are coming out to serve God. Did you see that? Amen. Coming out of bondage to serve God. So God is leading them to his sanctuary. What can we do? Amen. Amen. In chapter 14, we discover something. In chapter 14. Quickly, are you there? Glory to God. I mean, sorry, chapter 13, verse 21. It says, "So the Lord went before them, and by day, in a pillar of cloud, and led them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give them light to go by day and night. And he took not the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of night, or of fire by night from before the people." So God led them in the wilderness. You know, God led them where? In the wilderness. God led them in the wilderness. Now I told us a time ago that the wilderness isn't in the world, isn't in darkness, right? Isn't will symbolize darkness. So God led them out. Genesis 1, darkness. God led them out of darkness, right? Colossians says, Colossians 1 says, "He delivered us from the kingdom of darkness." So when the kingdom of darkness in the Old Testament, what was the shadow of the Exodus? Right? So the kingdom of the sun. So now I said the wilderness will symbolize how we walk in here today. Amen. How we walk in here today. In the wilderness, they had different things. The world, a world view. So, what, how does God want us to live in the earth? By His leading. By His leading. God doesn't want you to walk with your intellect alone. You know what I mean by that? He doesn't want you to depend on yourself. No! Dependence on self is idol worship. When a man begins to depend on himself, it is idol worship. It is independence away from God. And that was the deceit of the serpent. Are you following me? Are you following me? So, what does God want? He wants to lead us on. Are you following me? Are you following me? God wants to lead us all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said, the believer doesn't have to use it. So we are well there. Hallelujah. We are well there. And if there's anything going to be an issue, it's going to be because the whole time I'm following the leading. We have to put our mind. Hallelujah. Therefore, we say, Romans 12, don't be conformed to this world. But be the transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we have to renew our mind. Renew our minds from all the knowledge that is in the world. Renew our minds. Because our mind is what we receive. We have to receive God's leading. And the same with that mind is where everything you see here, everything you see here is going to be. Amen. So you see, you have everything that you send in the mind. You have a duty to do what? Clear the noise. I told you. In Proverbs chapter 4, he says, guard your heart with all diligence. And he said that one to guard your heart here is to be like a good Samaritan. And any creation comes at the border of the city. Amen. To ensure that you don't allow anything come in that is not well censored. Hallelujah. And then you go in, if there are contrabands of anything inside the city, you go and take them out. You see that? So have a responsibility to ensure we mount a guard on our heart. Mount a guard on our mind. Okay, we mount a guard. And take note, stop. It's not something the believer should do abstractly. It's something you should do consciously. Hallelujah. Okay, yeah, you consciously do it. You consciously do it. Why not be calm? And look at the majority rating of the moment before the worship. Why not be calm? And then you know that this person is always insulting you. And then you start down to believe this person. Very soon you begin to insult. You don't even take someone to read again on the internet, just read everything. Isn't that a lot of nonsense? A lot of nonsense. God says, when it comes to the voice of God, it's always what? Absolute. Right? Did you say that? Absolute. God's life is absolute. God's leading is absolute. When you have doubt, whether it's God or your mind, it's not God. You said that. Right? How many of you have been putting that to what? You were putting it to what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, another thing there is, we said God's leading is supernatural. Did we say that? It's supernatural. Many times people look out for the spectacular. You want someone to move. Some people are saying, now does God lead by spectacular? Yes, God does lead by spectacular. Hallelujah. Amen. So when Balaam the prophet. Balaam contacted Balaam to put him on the trip. Who spoke? A donkey spoke. Right? A donkey spoke. Spectacular, right? Spectacular, right? Hallelujah. Spectacular. In John, there were four verses when Jesus was being baptized. about that. You don't even think about the chapter about the seventh. Hallelujah. Because this was supernatural. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So God is there. And his leading is supernatural. His leading is simple. See, stop. There's also something else. I just come to say it. God leads us to Jesus. I come to say this. God is a master of his people. When it comes to the gift of the Spirit, there's something called analogy. Don't hear that. There's something called common sense. You know, God will use you with your common sense. How? What do you mean by that? I'll give an example. Some 2 years back, I have the Spirit. We're coming back from the beach. And lo and behold, some people were trying to move fast and furious in their car. And they move fast and furious in their car. Imagine Jasper saying he wants to chase Samson at that age. That's what she will do. She will fall back. So they were being fast and furious. Who they were chasing, I don't know. But all they know was that they found themselves under a truck. Fast or slow. All of them together. They found themselves under the truck. They had an accident. The person, what they have to do is not a beast. But they found themselves under the truck. So in fact, when the people approach Jesus, on the top of my door, one night can't die. So John is asking, Jesus, but God comes for sleep in our home. Plus the end and the senior train that was there. And the baptism, don't know if they refer from the baptism. You're all right. God has used to carry swords. With all his swords, all of them. But guess what? When the roasted guy showed up, you were asking, who are the people? Who are the people in the car? They were. So the minute you have all of them came down and it's not common sense. They were. They were. All they know was that somebody shouted, they don't say, oh Lord, come and take me out of this river, the Son of God. Say the movie in the other side. Don't come here with me. Say something from common sense. And it will be God's leading. You there, they will not be there, but there is one answer.
Wisdom, wisdom. Get out of that car now.
So don't hear that. They went to the movie yesterday. Well, okay. In fact, they were part of the people that were looking at it. Yeah.
louer du sang, dit Dieu.
You don't need anything like that. You know that when it's time for chain prayer, or you want to pray at home, you are looking at the bed, and let me just take one. Let me take one. Every day. I'm going to pray at home. And you know what I did? I'm going to watch Asma. That is God telling you to better see those guys where they are. Even if they win 10 battles, they are still tall. Leave those guys where they are and do what? Go pray. Did you see that? Did you see that? Leave them where they are. Go and pray. That's God leading in a simple way. In a simple way. I'm looking for a job, something happened. Maybe you're working and then you just heard someone that was going to do something to you. Think about the job website, like to drop my CV, and you heard the website and said, yeah, that one is good. God will provide all my needs. That is God providing for you. This is that is God's provision for you. So there's something called common sense. And it's not even living on the spirit. Common. Someone said, common sense is not always common. Common. So God will lead you simply like that. Simple. Hope they're hearing me. God leads you simple. Simple. Read everything like getting fast, getting big and deep and fast. I see someone one day, I saw the person jogging in the morning, doing like this. And you are walking like occupied the air, like, oh. That's God telling you, hit the gym. You know what? That's a living of the spirit. That is God leading you in a simple way. But you want to hear it in your ears. But I can't just go now, go. And you go on step. And when you step for the last step to the left, then you pick the iron. You raise it two per day. You say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for leading me to you. Come, let me come to your head. Amen. That's okay. He leads you with your feet. The business is that I don't do it too well. I don't know what to do. And then simple. See, an opportunity to sit and ask myself, say, no, this can't be God leading me. Hallelujah. Amen. So God can lead us that way. God can lead us that way. Right? Glory to God. So we said he also leads us with his written word. With his written word. Psalms 119:1-5. Psalms 119:1-5. Say, the word of God is the lamp unto my feet. And the lamp unto my path. Lamp unto my feet. Light. Direction. God's word is direction. So it's not surprising when you know God's word is direction. What do you do with it? You then don't read God's word. How can a believer think of who God? Do you not study, do you not hear God's word? How are you a believer? Amen. So God's word is a light to your path. Supernatural. Hallelujah. Light. God was to speak to Joshua on leading the children of Israel. In Joshua 1:8, it says this book of the law. Of the law. Genesis, the children shall not depart out of your mouth. For thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Only then shall thou bring their way to prosperity and have good success. I don't know, the good success there is not passing exams, it's not business. Good success there is leading. Amen. Leading. How he will lead the children of Israel. Make it have good success into the land. So he said they have to study the word. Study it. Because God's word is light. Amen. God's word is light. God's word is inspired by the Spirit of God. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 16. Says all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God, inspired by God's Spirit. Inspired by God's Spirit. Theonistos, inspired by God's Spirit. And it's profitable for doctrine, for the book of worship, for instruction in righteousness. Five years is how we use for training of the child, growing of the child. Amen. They are getting a chance to grow. So that means God, the scripture is inspired by God. We therefore can say the scripture, the written word, and the spirit agree. Okay, the written word and the spirit agree. So that means the spirit of God wouldn't lead you, listen to this, wouldn't lead you outside the written word. We will see what are we? Now that is the written word well explained. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's quickly check something up here quickly. Second. After what was? What about number 16? What is it? After number 16. Here, it looks as if the Spirit of the Lord is disagreeing with scriptures. Remember, I said, what is written is what? Is what? Is what? Is part of the Spirit of God. Thank you. What is written is the Spirit of God is God's leading. Right? So, what's God's leading? Going to all the world and preach. Is that leading of the Spirit? Now, so if I sit and say, God, come and lead me. Okay, let's go and preach or not. Come, let's not go. What is the general? Preach the gospel. Right? Did you see that? Amen? You know, if you wait for a Spirit to tell you, stand up and go and preach. No. Amen? And never would you say, I said, the Spirit of God says, I should not preach today. I should not do evangelism today for the next 1 week. Yes, it can be the Spirit of God. Amen? Amen? Hope you're following me. So the Spirit of God, I remember one time, I read a book by Fakenehe. He said, the Lord has taught me how you should. Anything that you shouldn't accept anything outside the written word. So what is it? Then you know that the Lord Jesus has said to him, I was telling him something. He just brought up his mind. Says, show. Amen. He was right. But someone show me, prove it from the word. Remember? What are you following? It doesn't matter what you hear. Word doesn't have when doesn't have expatiated, corroborated, scriptural reference, well explained in scripture, it can't be God. Amen. Amen. I like to get this with the written word. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. The written word. Well explained. Not well quoted, you know that's different. The well quoted. I'm hearing quoted. Because the thing is that I'm going to get there maybe as we get into, I'm going to teach this into next year. In the first, together. As we get into some other details, you begin to see that sometimes, what people miss is that they don't know how to separate their emotions. We're going to get there. Amen. Amen. But we're going to see all of this. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. We're not allowed the emotions to run them wild.
saw what I said. Yeah, I don't need to receive words. I have the God. I have the God of the written words. Come, let me do this.
Amen. Though the written word is general, right? But in general, what did I say to you? You will get to know the specifics. It's general. General, but you get to know the specifics. Know the Lord. Amen. There's no Musa in the Bible. But Musa is an Israel. The number is written in the scriptures. Where it says I should marry Musa. It's not scriptural. No. It's scriptural. I shouldn't marry a woman. You listen to that? But you are not now marrying Musa. So you are now waiting to looking for Musa all through the Bible. It's not there, so the answer. It's not true. Okay, I'm going. Amen. Amen. If I want, like I said, you won't even find your village. You won't even find Nigeria. The ones that look at Nigeria is Niger. Amen. But it's not even Nigeria. Someone said, I found Abia in Bible. They told the Abia is Umaya. Can you say so? There's Abba in the Bible. You know the Abba? Amen. So there's ego in the Bible. Amen. Let us continue. Glory to the Lord. I will look at Acts 16. Look at it. Verse 7. It says, for example, verse 6. It says, and when they have gone through, all that have gone through Phrygia and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden by the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Did you see this? Verse 6. Said we were forbidden to preach. He said, God told us not to preach. Did you see that? Amen. Amen. It looks as if something is happening there. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is telling them not to go and preach. But you know, some word men. Some word men will say, glory to God. I shall not forgive you. God is different as you go and preach everywhere, right? But let's look further. Let's see what it means. The Spirit of Lord forbid them to preach in Asia. After they were come to Mysia, they ascend into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. You know? Where? In Bithynia. But they were in Mysia. So that means why he forbid them to Asia, they still minister somewhere else. Right? Now watch verse 8. And passing by Mysia came to Troas. And a vision. Now when you hear this place, they didn't just go there and hear this place. They were talking God's word. But they didn't, man, they were forbidden in two places, where? In Bithynia and in Asia. Did you see that? Now look at verse 9. And a vision appeared unto Paul at night. This to the man of Macedonia. And prayed them saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Now, what you see is that Paul later went back to Asia. Paul later went to Asia. You see that? Went to Asia. The Bible says the whole Asia was filled with the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Ephesus is a nation. Hallelujah. The Bible says so mightily grew the world and prevailed. But before then, when they got to Asia, God forbid them from going to Asia. But rather, they have to go to Macedonia. It says, come over and help us. So, verse 10, and after seeing the vision immediately, we endeavored to go to Macedonia. And shortly gathered, as 41 ministers shortly gathered, right? Some people had to bring in facts about the leaders together. I taught you that. They are these about leading of the Spirit. Bringing in facts of the leading together to find out what is God saying specifically. Right? I shortly gathered that the Lord has called us to preach the gospel unto them. So they went to where? Macedonia. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Now, stop. Everybody look up. Something you see is the fact that they are going from Macedonia. Look at all what Paul said about Macedonia. Macedonians were givers. They didn't have it. They were not the rich set of guys, but they gave the most to Paul's ministry. You see that? They gave the most to Paul's ministry. They gave so much. In fact, they sponsored Paul. It was because of how they gave that Paul was able to go down to Asia to do the work. So that means the reason why God forbade them from going to Asia, watch this, was because they needed funds. So you have to take them to where? Macedonia. They were well equipped, was formed with ministerial help, and then they went back to Asia and the whole land. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Even some that you're going into evangelism, and the Lord is specifically telling this good son. Amen. That can happen. But it's not saying they shouldn't preach at all. Did you see that? Not a forbidden to preach, but now there's a general, and now there's a specific. Did you see that? There's a specific. Go first to Macedonia. We are prepared to go evangelize, do evangelize. The Lord says, concentrate on this street. Did you see that? We can follow God today that we concentrate on this street. We have led that place. We have led to those guys. He's not saying all the other places is not important. They are. But for now, this is where the Spirit of God wants you to focus on. I told us that about a time like that, I was with my friend, and God told me to go somewhere to preach. I don't know the place, I don't know where the person is. I just know I had a vision to talk to someone about Christ. I just told my friend that I'll see you later. So he sent me to go minister to God. So he asked me, who? I said, I don't know. Where? I said, I kind of have seen the place. So as I was walking, I said, Lord, how will I know this is the person? Did you see that? So I'm approaching, and again I said, Lord, let this person come. As I was approaching the place, the person was coming. You get that? You get that? Now those can be specifics. So God forbidding them not to preach in Asia was not God telling them not to preach at all, because Asia still has the world. Hallelujah. In fact, look at something. Oh. Yes, sir. Okay, then I'll show you that next time. Amen. Glory to God. I'll get back to God next time. I want to show something about Asia. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So it's called that Asia, Paul still went back to Asia. Then we're going to have Ephesians and the like. Hallelujah. Hope you are with me. Hope you are with me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, God leads us with the written word. Right? So what also leads us to the local church. Now this becomes very vital to the local church. We said that the local church is God's business. God is not to the local church. So I must pay attention. Remember, I told Dory GPL, we're looking at what? The ecclesiology. Right? Ecclesiology. He looks at the ecclesiology. I decided to break it down so that we don't because it's running into phases. So if not, we'll do more than 10 hours. So I'm trying to break it down. In that time, I'm looking at the ecclesiology. So we are discussing to the Church of Christ, the local church, and the place of denomination. Hallelujah. And what God is doing in the local church. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
The wrong hours.
Yes.
And a whole lot of studies, a lot of submission.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not sure you are there.
So, with the interlocutor to God leading, so I must pay attention to how God is leading my interlocutor. How is God leading my interlocutor? So now, the interlocutor, you are. Now, chain prayer. Listen, chain prayer is legal. That's how God is leading our interlocutor. You cannot wake up in the morning and say, I was led by God not to have chain prayer. I was led by God not to go for cell meeting. I was led by God not to go for PC meeting. That was not leading of God. Amen. Amen. I used to have someone that was attending a meeting one time. He said, he was skipping some meeting. He said, if the Lord, if the Lord moves his left hand, he means he's not to go. If the Lord moves his right hand, he needs to go. I can't believe it's not this place. To a place called church. Amen. Because when God leads you, it's the gathering of good church. If we're not responding to a local church, to a gathering of believers like we are here today, then we have to pay attention to how we lead them there. They are thinking of a local church, are leading of the Spirit. So you can't be led otherwise. That is to be led otherwise is called rebellion. And that is not of God. So leading is, this is time for this thing, I have to do it. You are not listening to a message. You are listening to songs of God, for example. And you say, no, the Lord said I shouldn't listen to songs of God. I should listen to Catechism. Okay. Or the Lord said I should listen to Pneumaticus 53. The Lord said you should listen to Pneumaticus 53. The church said you should listen to this. That can be God. Okay, get me. Amen. That can be God. But if you said the Lord said I should listen to what was that one I said? Sons of God. And also, after listening to Sons of God, I should also add Pneumaticus, that is God. Did you see that? Did you see that? Because God will not go in opposition to the local church. It can't be this or this, it should be and. No, God has to listen to five more spirits, five other spirits, together with what we are asked to listen to. This is that, so you are not in opposition to the local church. Amen? Amen? When you say, Lord, I should listen to this one, my pastor said I should listen to, it cannot be God. What are people going to do? Because God has placed his own on the local church. Check your mind. God has placed his all on the local church. So the local church is God leading me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God leads me through. I think I should skip a little. Okay, I will just speak about it a bit and then we'll take it up for next time. God leads us through other believers. Prophecies, revelation, through the gifts of the Spirit. He leads us through the gift of the Spirit, primarily the utterance gift and the revelation gift. He leads us through that. Amen. He leads us through that among the believers. Now, many times, that leading there might also reveal facts about the leading, which I said will be subject to what? Will be subject to what? Witnesses, right? But stop. If, for example, let's look up here. Absolutely. Within the written word, well, the local church cannot lead you after the meeting. The written word is the book, right? Now, you have an utterance that contradicts how your local church is leading you. What should you do? What should you do? What should you do? You should forsake the local church. You should forsake the local church. You should stretch that utterance. Amen. Hope you're following me. You should trash the utterance.
never run dry. And you shall rise and move, and mount and mount. Yeah, and you shall mount. For the things that we do, I hear we can do. Well, you are more than me. You are an equal of me. You are an equal of the head that is soaring high. Or soaring high. Soaring high. Higher than the foundation. Higher than the foundation. So, you mount on the eagle. And then you move high. I see you standing outside the foundation. And then you are orchestrating a new move. When your brother, you know, when you were sober, you were sober. But all of a sudden, you want to say, carry should have passed. What if a carry should have passed? And then walking like the apostle of the Lamb. Apostle, you're all there as apostle. They will say, go and carry generator. You give 10 reasons, 10 reasons why generator is not a ministry of the apostle. Amen. Go and do this. To give you 100 reasons. So one day, he just got the word of the guy, Daddy. He now saw prophecy. And you will bow down and you will stand. Then you begin to master the wind. Because you master the situation. But you are bigger than me. You are not called to a fellowship but a limit. And also the ministry for the church. You know, the guy now felt he was bigger and better than all of them. He was led astray. And he lost. He's caught. Amen. When that was needed. So be careful. Glory to God. Be careful. I'm not going to die, I'm not going to deal with this. I'll leave this to the end. Especially this. Really harmful. You know, I'm not talking about leading, so I am not really, it's not like I'm teaching inward witness like I used to do. Listen to the voice of the Lord. You know, I will have this. Now I'm just talking about God gives us all. So we are exploring the leading of the Spirit with this kind. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I pray it's not the teaching that we use for 365 days. Amen. Teaching just 2 years. Glory to God. But I'm telling you the truth. Sometimes you have to, you know, it was the same Paul. Paul was led by the Spirit of God somewhere and also came out giving him prophetic climate. Hey, Moshe, what are my plans like that? Today. Today, started wearing jeans on. So let's bring Jericho and then we will remember the call. Hallelujah. We went to Jericho. In fact, as a God, me and you were not driving home. We went to Jericho to sleep down fast. So I was buying my activator. We wash the shampoo, put activator, put this one, make it shiny. Even go to the airport, going to Mami Market to go and wash shampoo. It wasn't that bad though. Women will be queuing up to do family. To go and see us with no family. Can you say that simple? That simple. So this lady came. I was giving Tunde prophecy. Never man was crying. But Tunde is going to help her. That God showed her. When the girl was saying, see, she held his leg and was crying. Then this is hell. The Lord said you're going to hell. In fact, you're going to burn. So when they came to say that I was smiling, I said, it was good that I told you. It began to talk.
Amen. But the most significant market that I'm going to teach you in this series, how to settle with the emotions and see if there's a path to living in this. Amen. I'll teach you that in this series. But God leads us. Now, it doesn't mean that God doesn't lead us through prophecy. Amen. It doesn't mean God doesn't lead us through prophecy. He does. He leads us via prophecy. Leads us via unctuous gifts, right? Via revelation gifts. Revelation gifts. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God will lead us via visions, dreams. We've seen all that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But primarily, how does God lead us? Now we said God did not, we said hear the written word in a simple way to hear the written word. Now how does God lead us primarily? What is the primary leading of God's word? Before I get there, God also leads us by speaking to us. You can hear God. Hallelujah. You hear Him in your heart. You hear Him. Do it. Do that. But that is, that also is not even primary. That is not hearing God's voice. It's not even the primary way God leads us. Amen. Amen. You hear God's voice, like I said, it's always absolute. Don't go. Hallelujah. Now stop. Many times, the issue with some believers is they always will bring in what they have come to know in the natural abilities of spirit, or some of their natural attributes. Imagine someone who is heavy, stubborn. You don't need that when it comes to living on the spirit. Hallelujah. You can be led in such a way that is different from how your mind is. So you don't need to, hallelujah, to bring in stubbornness. Some people are just, this is it, I just said. Amen. Because the leader of the spirit, you must be ready to hear. You must not be self-willed. No man who is self-willed is easily led by the Spirit of God. Oh, sorry, what did I say? No man who is self-willed is, no man who is self-willed easily recognized as following the lead of the Spirit. Because you have the lead, all right? But once you are self-willed, many times, you will recognize that it's not the Spirit. Once you are self-willed, easily distracted. Hallelujah. Now, self-willed is a true one. You have a strong self-willed mind. And also, self-willed means you are always, some people naturally want to make themselves happy alone. They don't. Selfish for the end of them. Selfish. Have you seen today some people will pray to settle their marriage? They will pray and they will chat. That is idol worship. He will pray, he will respond to WhatsApp. You are selfish. You are all about you. There's nobody who recognizes God's spirit easily. That is noise you need to pick up. Hallelujah. It's a noise you need to pick up. Noise. Why are they drunk? That is what I want you to do. Put your phone on the platform. Do not die. The people that we cannot reach must do not die. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. I can tell you for some cases, not that I've done. What I've done very well. Don't die before that. We'll be fine. Amen. We'll be fine. Anything we lose in those 2 hours, we get in that context. God bless you. You cannot be praying as if you are tired. Today I'm serving the name of God. For people who've been in church, they are seeing it. All my life you have been faithful. Snapchat. Three. All my life you have been faithful. wicked in that time. That is my pastor saying. Well, well led. Well led. I love my pastor. Let me comfort your brain. Distraction, noise. And when it comes to not beautiful. Look up. When it comes to the meeting of the spirit, you see, I've left my room like about 4 times and I'm teaching on today for 4 times. Because I believe there are some other things within this context that the Lord is addressing in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now when it comes to the meeting of the spirit, listen. Especially when it gets to things that are enjoyable, learn how to listen. The believers must learn to be conservative. Okay, here we go. We must learn to be conservative, especially trends. See, I've seen what trends have done to you. Trends. See, even if you let that you do that, those things. We must learn to be reserved. Tom will come out. Now the scripture, Tom will go out and quickly be the first to enter. The Snapchat and the TikTok is already a major distraction in your life. Tom has entered your job. Did they give you social media? Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. XYZ will come out, the first to register. Thread came out. Before they even release it by the next morning, they say about 90% of everybody has registered. How? A believer must, first of all, when it comes also for fashion, stay in it. Watch it. I know some of myself when the Gallas came out. We know who said Gallas. He has got Gallas. And now you see like a bush that is burning. Wherever I'm about to play ball. I don't think so. What is the word? Amen. You need to check yourself, don't you? Now imagine if I had Gallas with my walk. How would I look like? Amen. So let me just relax. What are you running to? Amen. Where are you running to? So the believer was, you know, when it comes to the vision of the Spirit, I said you cannot be faster than God. It's called living of the Spirit. So it's important the living that should be ahead. And the one that is living you is not sharp. Even when it comes to business, if you are this kind of person, goes to business, you are competitive, you want to get it done first, you want to scan it first, that is not affecting your brain. When you go to live on the street, you want to go faster than God. You can't be faster than God. Even when God is leading you to do something, to go to this place or to do something. Many times, yeah? I told us about that. Sometimes God will show you things he wants you to do 50 years from the beginning. Which I said, we made a mistake as a church. I recognize it. When it comes to our daily devotions, God was leading us to get into daily devotions, but we went into early. We went into early. I won't want to get out of daily devotion every year, but at the right time. You understand? There's the right time. Glory to God. Okay with me. Think about the right books. And any topics I have to write, but it's not time. See, I have been led to. But many times God will show you things for the next 20 years today that you can prepare for them, for that place. But because you think God is saying it means I must do it. It is called leading of the Spirit for a reason. Come on, you are distracting me. Yes, stop distracting me. Amen. Amen. Now when it comes to leading of the Spirit, it's God that is leading. It's God that is leading. So what are you to do? You are to follow. You can't be faster than God. Let me tell you something. Someone said, one thing, a young guy was discussing with me, who told me he's being led by God's Spirit to Abuja. That was last week.
on the island. So we had their talk over. And I told him, how long have you had this thing? He said, he told me for the past 4.5 years. He now said, he feels God is dealing with him for all of him. God is dealing with him. You can't be faster than that. I told him. And then if it is the right time for you to go, you will get the wrong one. Right? But there's nothing, there's a thing that reduces disobedience. Now what I think is doing for the past 4 years, if you neglect the same way, what I mean that I've been praying concerning it. We pray concerning it. So you get to know the right time. And now you know it's the right time. He says, there's a time you can know. If I was supposed to go to Abuja, if you came to Abuja totally without even having a slave to speak, but that's it. We have had that meeting for years. Listen. Amen. But you just had a lady in the night, by morning, that carried your bags back. How? You understand me? How? Can let that be. Come on. You tell me, Pastor, God is called to love suffering. Amen. But because some of us, in the natural, we want to do this sharp. But when it comes to the kingdom, it's something that you don't need to stay about. Right? Because what you have to live. You are not limited to live what every single details about the kingdom. What can we do? What must I pray about? That means the first thing I must think. What is the leading of God to pray about? Come on. The first thing I must take when I recognize God's leading is to pray. It's not to pray so that, you are praying because I've seen this is God's leading. Are you hearing me? Amen. You pray about everything. You pray about the leading. Not for God to show you again the leading. You've seen it, then you're praying concerning it. Sometimes you are led to do something that, or you are led, or you are shown something, not because God wants you to do it. Sometimes what God wants you to do is to pray about it. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe you actually sense God leading concerning a particular location. Now, you see it in a vision, you see it, right? The thought is fine. But God really wants for you is not for you to go there, maybe for you to pray concerning it. But because you are not paying attention to He that is leading you, you took your bag and went where you are supposed to pray for. You listen to that? Sometimes God is leading His team to somewhere. Now the same leading He has, I've had this several with me and my friends, where I will meet them and then I'll tell them, I have a sense concerning something. And I think the Lord is leading you there. Stay there. Then I'll now know what my role is. My role might just be to pray for him. That was it. I understand everything now. You understand? Amen. I understand everything now. Glory to God. Amen. But some people want to force themselves to be missionaries. When you're not going to fall to the mission field. Look at what we say. Anyway, it's not competition. When I see the work of ministry as competition, like my school book, when we want to carry first, I have to compete to carry first. Then I will meet what the leading of the Spirit really is. You get me? I will meet what the leading of the Spirit really is. It's not competition. So sometimes, the Lord will show him. See, God can show everybody here what He wants only and then to do. You understand? What was only and then to do? Everybody sees everybody. Everybody. Now, maybe in the leading world, I will lead those only. And maybe, for example, in the let me just say movies let's say they have a walk, some make a walk around Lagos Island, for example. And it's all very exciting. So what happens is everybody, all of us now carry our bags separately. I'm going to Lagos Island, ministry in Lagos Island. Listen to that. But what show does not look like pray? You get me? We pray. So the moment, the first step to following the leading of the Spirit is to pray. Now as you pray, right? As you pray, lead to
by the little fantastic pastor now. That's it. Right? If it's something you need that needs urgent, and you should step in immediately, you will know when you step in. Immediately you step in. You understand? So the first thing I must do when I recognize God's leading is to pray about it. Is to do what? So as you pray, get your faith, and then you get your faith into it, it will be clear. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, but what if, now it doesn't mean the pastor can say you are going to evangelism on Monday. This is how it's written up at the top. And they are pastor, I'll go next month. Why? I'm praying about it. Amen. Why is you have to pray about it? But you get prophecy, right? Voice. And then inwardly then as well, what is it? But how was it in the local, I mean in the local church? You don't have to go and pray about it. You follow, your response is obedience. Do you get that? How will you deal with the reason why it's obedience? Okay, following that. Okay, following this. Glory to God. I'm led that way. Say I'm led that way. Not the inward witness. The inward witness is how God leads us primarily. The inward witness. The inward witness. Look at Romans. Romans chapter 8. We'll take it up from here. From next week. This is the last teaching session. This is the last Sunday session I'll have with you guys. On the 29th is it's not coming. On the 29th is end of yesterday. Hope you know that. Eh? And you all think I'm going to be teaching the reason of the speech only. End of yesterday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, inward witness, Romans 8, verse 14. It says, for many are led by the Spirit of God. Say they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. For you have not received the Spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the Spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba Father. Now let's read verse 16 together. One, two, go. Bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Hallelujah. Not that says sons of God was living, was not living by the living to God. Where did you see sons of God? Amen. Let's read verse 16 together. You know that sometimes you think you know the scripture. You are seeing it though, but you are reading what is in your head. Verse 16, one, two, go. One, two, go.
The music is
out. Yes, we said we are spirit. That we are the children of God. Did you see that there's no sons there? Amen. So this is what the Spirit bears witness. Now what bears witness there is the Greek word some material. Some material. Now some material is not used for a joint witness. It's a collaborative witness. Hallelujah. A collaborative witness. Before coming out this morning, I was listening to Pastor Kennedy, and then he said the inward witness is that alarm in our spirit, alarm that gives you either a green or a red light, a green light or a red light. The inward witness. He said that is how God leads us primarily. Primarily, God leads us via the inward witness. He leads us in the simple way, the reason what? Right? He leads us through the local church, right? Through prophecy, right? He leads us through common sense. Did we see that? He leads us primarily by the inward witness. Now, the inward witness is not the Spirit of God speaking to your heart, not the voice of God. No, separately. The inward witness is not the voice of God. Okay, but the inward protesting is the weakness of the spirit. Now, I want to define it the way my pastor defined it. Now, the inward weakness is, okay, let me know what I have in my notes. Now, he says, this is different. Go back to it. Go back to it. Romans, when you find, I'm not talking to you. Go back a bit. When you have the word somatoio, bear witness, you have Romans 2, Romans 9, 1. Now, the witness of the spirit is called the inward witness. It's a witness inside. Right? Now, it is different from God speaking to us. We'll see that as we get into next week. Amen. Into January. When are you next week? Just next week. Next week. End of the service, right? Now the inward witness is not a voice. Follow me. The inward witness is not a voice. It is the emotions of the spirit. It is the emotions of the spirit that is non-vocal. Non-vocal. Now I said to us, I hear you. Who are listening to this one? I said, it is the alarm sound in our heart that tells us either a green light or a what? A red light. A green light to go or to stop. It tells you to go or to stop. Then the idea is to go or not to go. It is not a voice. It is not a voice. And it sits between acceptance or rejection. Is that? It's not a voice. Amen. So my pastor will define it as, he said, the inward witness, he says, is the witness of the, is the witness of the spirit of the man born again. The witness of the spirit of the man born again that endorses or refutes. Endorses or refutes. That proves or rejects facts that are exposed to it. Endorses or refutes are proofs or rejects facts. So that means you have to expose facts to it. Amen. That's the word. You expose facts to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be the dog. Hallelujah. Facts. Glory to God. Glory to God. How many of you have heard what this happened? He is a believer. Now, it works with emotions. Emotions. Now, some of you have heard people say, I heard that people before, somebody just told me to leave. I'm just going to come back again and left. I had another one. Maybe something didn't happen with one that day. How many of you have had yourself and said, make more boss, make your phone at me? Right? On other things. You're just led, just like that strong move. It's not vocal, but you're not just comfortable. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the weakness of the spirit of God. Will I just remember? Hallelujah. Fact exposed. Glory to God. So, I'll put it this way. The inward witness is the witness of the spirit of the man born again. Right? That, as my pastor said, endorses or refutes, approves or rejects. Right? Fact exposed to it. And also, the man born again hears the emotions of the spirit of God concerning those facts. That is exposed to you. Get the emotions of the spirit. Hallelujah. You get the emotions of the spirit. Concerning those facts. Paul was on his way to be tried in Acts of Apostles. Now, he stood up. And then he said, I perceive. Now, that perceive there. Acts 27.
Acts 27.
However, verses 8.
Amen. Acts 27. Quick.
Peter said something.
Well, not the word.
It's just an emotion.
Emotion of the spirit.
Now, many times, some people just flow with an emotion.
Hallelujah. But some people just like, nothing.
No,
you must learn to what? Recognize
the emotion. Yeah, because that's how God leads us primarily.
I remember one day, we were going for youth conference, a youth conference in Christ Embassy. So it was on the Saturday. Christ Embassy is a youth conference. That was 2007. So we were supposed to be on the Friday night. So I had spoken to a friend of mine. So let's say what's going on. So I talked to another of my friends already. So we have agreed that we're going. So I was supposed to meet him up at 2 p.m. in the house. And then from there, we are going straight to National Stadium. Go straight up to National Stadium for the youth conference. So I prepared. So I was walking up to him. I was going to his house at 8 p.m. I was walking and praying in tongues. And as I got to him, as I got to him, I had a strong emotion from the Lord. So that very strong. I tried again to see, let me know what he was strong. I tried to call his mom and come out of school. I just found that. Where did you? Amen. I went alone. And I had, my God. Glory to God. You are the one of us. I was being spoken of in that meeting. I still resonate in my head. Hallelujah. My home. When I came the next day, when we were back in the day, I just left and we came by all through the night. When we were back, I was back by 8. I went to sleep. When I came, it was after the time, I wanted to go and meet his pastor with that. And I gave up and we tried. You get it? I got his name. And that brought something. Now, I told him, sorry, I didn't come back to you. When I was about to attend, I said, thank God you did not come. I said, why? Said, because the father talked him out of going. My father talked him out of going. That same phone, I was coming. Now imagine I got there and I begged him. And my uncle has dropped out for even watching this corner. Maybe I would have gone home back to sit down. No more in another year for this conference. And you know what? That was the last time we were at this conference. So imagine I was waiting for another year. Did you get that? So what can be just very, very, very unwise, foolish to think there might be next, there might be three acting next day. I need to say that I'll come next week. How can you say that? Who gives you a spiritual message, sir? What gives three acting is okay, don't you hold it in? Are you the only one? Given what he has. And the last one is supposed to attend, you miss it. Do you understand? And I was like, dude, what do you expect from me? I just told him, thank God I did not pass. I don't know if I was already coming, but something just moved me out. It was very strong. It's like, you know, it's an emotional experience. Hallelujah. Emotion is not. And you will not have any logical explanation to it. Amen. I want to tell you what this emotion is not. You will not have a logical explanation to it. But if you, this emotion is not fear. Don't miss it. It's not fear, it's not anxiety. Okay, I tell you that. Because you are scared of plane. I have an emotion not to enter the plane. Or you are scared of dying. Amen. Okay, I will leave. It's not fear.
he entered a bus and he saw that it was petrol that they used to do fuel tank. How about that still some kind of bus with you? That would not be it. Like that, I would always check. When is the fuel tank? I checked. Where is the fuel tank? It was the day before that they gave me this gun of the new fuel tank. It's not emotions that is moving me out. I'm coming out because of common sense. I'm telling you, like play like joke. Last year, one of somebody carried petrol inside the bus and sat down close to the engine, and the thing caught fire. Several people died. Listen, it's not emotional. It's common sense. They are coming with this petrol and put inside the bus near engine. I'll come down. It's not emotion, leave emotion, it's common sense. But you come down. Or you see, they use pipe and pass through a gallon. Gallon is the petrol, is the fuel tank. They now pass it through a hose that leads to the cell. And you are sitting now. I don't know, the Lord is leading me. The Lord is leading me. Common sense, come down.
And run.
Come, there's another bus. All the buses in Lagos not like that. I'm telling you, common sense, come down. Nothing has happened to the dead road for you. We need to apply. I need to pray and fire. Can I be praying for you that the same fire burning for God that for that will come? Please, I love you. Amen. Come down. Amen. No matter how you fast, even if the interview will end in the next 5 minutes, and you have got that last boss for God, you are better than the interview. Please, I need you to say, Amen. Stop it. See, I was just led to come down. God, you need me. I'm sorry. But, you know, but what if the man did it somewhere that you couldn't see? And then, you don't have that signal to just leave. So that's it. You don't need to find any logical reason why. Me that I work in the bank, I can tell you before I take any decision of credit, right? You must have something logical. Something very logical. Now, notice me, I'm thought to be very logical. Financial must be okay, collateral must be okay, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Most of the credit I've done that landed me in trouble. I credit that many times, in fact 90% of them, I had signals not to do it. But I couldn't find anything why I should do it. And when you come to a credit company, they will tell you, why don't you want to do it? No reason. Okay, you want to do it. The reason that you must do it. Do you understand? But many of them, I have strong reasons why I shouldn't do it. So far. Anything will kill. The human business will kill. It's not fair. The human business. Business is not fair. But the first one says, no, I don't want to be afraid. Don't you? You hear that? Don't you? The one that caused me my job in my previous place of work, there was every reason why I should have transaction. But I just had something to say to you. As if that alarm was up there and then, right. So what do you mean? What do you mean? That's why I give you your name. Come and pass it. They pass the vehicle there. Now, that was not the solution. But when push going to a shop, you couldn't now sell the name. Did you see that? You couldn't now sell the name. You couldn't come out of the room. Do you understand? But was it taken to the shop? Was everything okay? Everything was looking like that. So that this will have that called inward business. It doesn't deal with logic at all, apart from it. It deals with the emotions of the spirit. The spirit bearing witness with our spirit. A joint witness of the spirit. Hallelujah. In our spirit. In our spirit. In our spirit. Many times you don't have a reason why you should go, but you are just being led. You don't have that go. Hallelujah. That signal, go. Hallelujah. But that signal don't go for that interview. my wisdom, but it's just that thing that obviously, you are led primarily, and I've said this, God wants us as a church, individually now, to pay attention to the inward, the more. Pay attention to the inward, especially on your daily life. Especially in your daily life. Hallelujah. In your daily life. God wants you to make, to follow the inward business well. But now look at that. Look at after 7 verse 7. He says, and when we have sailed slowly many days, and scarce we come over to Cyprus, the wind not suffering us, we sailed over to Crete, over to Salmon. Now watch, he said, the wind not suffering, meaning any wind was good.
Amen.
No way you are. How have you done on both cruise before? On the boat?
Okay, I know you have done.
Yeah. It's like this. It's like this. So that
you are doing it.
If you have to get married next week, so who are you doing?
I'm not sure.
He's
still.
He's the same you have in your head.
Yes, yes,
yes. Amen. Tell them our plan. You think we'll go to Protestant church?
I always see the daddy. The daddy, sir.
Are you what Sam has done? By the beach side.
Wow.
Amen. Okay, let's go ahead. Now verse 8. And having passed it, came into a place which is called the Fair Heavens. Very Fair Heavens. It's a place of the name of my chair. That was years back, not in that church. The name of my chair. The name of my chair.
Fair Heavens.
He said, now we are up to the city of Latin. How many much more time was spent? And when sailing was not dangerous, because the bark was not already passed for an addition. And said to them, sir, I perceive. Watch this. He didn't say what for you. He said, I perceive. That means what Paul said was caused by inward vision. Then he now had the appearance of the Lord. That said, don't worry, everything is fine. Right? But he said, I perceive. This is what's making me to know. See that this is the witness of the Spirit. I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage. Not only of the landing, but also of our lives. Is that true? Now, let's see. Was it that he did not fear anything? Let's see. Verse 11. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which spoken by Paul. Do that? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And because the heaven was not commodious to winter, do that? And more far advised to depart hence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenix and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete, and lie towards the southwest and the northwest. Do you see that? Hallelujah. He said, and when the south wind blows softly, suppose that they have obtained their purpose, losing her, they sailed close to Crete. So that means, when Paul said this, everything was still going
seriously well. They are very close.
Everything is still. Ah! My God! Say you perceive. But are you perceiving this? Can't you see? You know, as he said, the Spirit is ready. The whole thing will happen. Can't you see? Oh my God, look at the breeze. Somebody stand there, say you perceive. But that's the inward witness. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the inward witness. But cannot see beyond his own evil eyes. But we have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. We have the witness of the Spirit of God. In fact, verse 14, he said, but not long after, they arose against thee a devilish being called the spirit of evil. Amen. Amen. This was me. All of the story. You see that? Hallelujah. Hope you're following that. Hope you're following me.
Yes, sir.
So the inward witness will not deal with emotions or will not deal with logic. It will start from logic. But it just has strong sense. Hallelujah. Witness of the Spirit in our spirit. In our spirit. The Spirit makes contact with our spirit. And then our mind receives what is in our spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll investigate this next time. Hallelujah. Which is the difference? Verse 2. Hallelujah. Investigate this. Much more. The inward being. That's how God wants us to work. We see him here, which is at Antioch. But now, hallelujah. You will see that when you build in more of your beings, you will gain hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are being directed by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. When I told you about the inward being, remember, his first one was God's act of love. Hope that we're ready. God's leading is not about his life. We got this into somewhere where and we had where there was issues. We see that. Amen. We'll see that. What's wrong? Let's go to the inward witness. Hallelujah.
Let's go.
As we get on our daily. As we get on our daily activities. It doesn't matter your profession. Get on the inward witness. These are the emotions of the Spirit that we get. We bear the emotions of God's Spirit as believers. We bear the emotions of God's Spirit that accepts or refuses. I mean that endures or refuses, accepts or rejects facts that are exposed to non-vocal. We hear your voice by just having strong sense in your spirit. Amen. God will say, I have the knowledge in my spirit. I have this pressing in my heart. Hallelujah. And when you think, oh, you don't know what it's all about, and you feel good. I have this love here, and I really need to reach out to someone to have the pastor chat with me. Once I record that, the pastor should be ensuring that your phone still is available. Tell them, this is what is happening. Right? This is what happens to me. Let me talk to the pastor. Because God will give you your pastor to direct you, to direct your life. The pastor is not high and mighty like you think. The one who walks with you and leads you. He is who God has given to us. Amen. Amen. That's what the pastor is doing in his class. God carries you that path. He's always ready to prompt and interrupt us. So listen, hallelujah. But it is here to his heart. It is your supernatural being. Hallelujah. Supernatural in form. The gift of the Spirit in one demonstration. Hallelujah. Supernatural, the pastor will say, the year of deep and deep. Supernatural, harvest. Harvest, renewal.